Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to share with you, we're here at the beginning of 2013, and it's so important for the season that we're about to enter in that you got to have a clear vision. I mean, you got to have a clear vision. Think about it. If you've got 20/20 vision, you don't know what I'm probably talking about eyes. I didn't realize it until I didn't have 20/20 vision. I remember I was working and I was messing with something up really close, and I realized I can't see this thing up close. It's like, what is wrong with this thing? You know, not wrong with me. But just not having, there's nothing more frustrating when you wear contacts or glasses and that type of thing. But you've probably seen it through your car windshield when it's not cleaned up well. And you just can't see good. Your vision is impaired. You don't need to have impaired vision for 2013. You need to get clear vision. You need to be able to see clearly. And you need to have a plan. Listen, there is expected to be great turmoil in the earth. Shiftings are taking place. Events that can really shake you up physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if you don't have a clear direction and an understanding in your life what really matters most to you prior to this happening, it may almost be impossible for you to get direction and get clear vision in the midst of it. You'll just have to survive it and get back to a place. If you don't have it now, and I encourage you to get it now, think about this. You know, it will make, if not having vision, it will make you vulnerable to follow others who have clear vision, but it might not be godly vision. Think about it. Or one that's going to lead you into bondage, or something that's going to, you know, prevent you from being all that God's called you to be, or just being free. A person without a plan or a vision is always at the mercy of the man or the demon that possesses the man that has one. Let me say that again. A person without a plan is always at the mercy of the one who has one. But let me word this to you spiritually. A person without a plan or a vision is at the mercy of the man or the demon-possessed man that has a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want you to just think about this and think about, you can go back and listen to this on highlights just to hear it, but just sit down after praying and seeking out what is most important to you in regards to your values. It's so important to know what's valuable to you, because you might be hanging on to something that has no value to you. And when everything shakes, that's all you got left. And you're thinking like, why did I hang on to this? I sure wish I would have hung on to food. I mean, I never thought about, you know, not food being on the shelf. And then take pieces of paper. Once you kind of write down all these different things that are valuable to you, then take these little pieces of paper and write down one value per one piece of paper. So basically, just like checker pieces or whatever, you have all these pieces of paper and has one of your values written on those particular pieces of paper. Then begin to put them in order from the least to the greatest. For example, whatever you think is the most important to you, you put a 1 on it. And whatever's second most important to you, put a 2 on it. Then I want you to go all the way up to 5 and then remove, after you've numbered them all, you know, 1 to 100 or however many you have, take the number 1 through 5, put those aside, and then take all the rest of them and just kind of put them in a bag somewhere, push them away, put them in an envelope, get them out of your sight. And ask yourself, if these are the only 5 I have left, are these worth dying for? Are these worth living for? Or did something that I actually thought I could have, I just push it away? Because the truth is, you know, you can only live your life for a certain amount of things and aspects and values. You can have this idea. This is what the enemy is doing to everybody today. They're thinking that they can have everything and do everything and live for everything, that you can be a mother and a wife and a career and a job and a, you know, a politician and all these different things. And all of a sudden, these books that some of the ladies are writing right now, which is, one of them was the CEO of Coke, she said, I realized you just can't do it. You got to make up your mind what's valuable to you. And then some people say, you know, well, work's value to me. And she said, well, my family's valuable to me. And this is all of us, but that's just an example. And then I want you to take, when you have these 5 that are sitting there, you got 1 through 5. I want you to take the 5th one, and I want you just to remove it and put it aside. Not with those other ones, but just put it aside and look at those 4 right there. If that's all you had left, say, you know, a fire came in, like Hurricane Sandy came in the Northeast, or like fires come in California, or hurricanes in the Gulf Coast, you know, and that's all you have left of those 4 things. Are you satisfied with that? Or are you thinking, man, I should have kept that 5th one and done away with these? Well, if you have, get rid of 1 and swap it out, and now you have 4. Mm-hmm. So you have 4. And number them 1 through 4, what is most important to you? And then I want you to take the fourth one away and go through the same process. If this is all I have left is these three right here, because you pulled the fourth one away, am I okay with that? And you repeat this process all the way down to, if I lost everything, but all I have is this number one thing, I would be okay with it. Mm-hmm. For me, that's God. Mm-hmm. That's my number one value, is God. Loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. What's your number one value? Right now in America, money, jobs, stuff, things. And it's really not, may not be your number one value, but you're living as if it is. And then when you lose all these things, and if you didn't put God first in your life, it's going to be tough. But at any moment, you can call out to him. I want to encourage you, when you're starting this year out, sit down and write a plan. Make a clear vision for how it's going to be. This year is not going to be like other years. It's going to be a rough year. But it's going to be an okay year, because it's going to be a shaking and a sifting taking place. I mean, literally, physically, your soul could be shooken in this. Your spirit could be shaken. But understand that in this, a great harvest is going to come. But if you're jumping all over the place and you know, you didn't have a vision or a plan for how you're going to live this year out in 2013, you're going to be in chaos and you're going to be in confusion. And it's because you didn't sit down like a wise person and write a plan. He says that a person without a vision will perish. And you know, some of the words prophesied, you know, from Steve Hill and other ones that the God is speaking out of words, is that millions of people are going to die. On the face of it, something's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but we've seen different things, and it's going to cause major loss of life. Well, he says people without a vision will perish. Listen, take the time. Don't live this year like past years. Well, it's just going to happen. I'm just going to exist, and I'm going to show up at my job, and it'll always be there. The road will be there. Money will be in the bank. We don't have to worry about, you know, food. We'll just pick food up as it comes, and it'll always be on the shelf. You know, don't have to worry that the police will always be able to do what they're doing. Don't take it for granted. Have a year of gratitude for God and say, you know what, I'm going to put down what matters most. For it's our values that fuel us. It's the things that drive us. It gives us that you know, get up and go when we're living within our value system. And if we're not living within our value system, even though we tell ourselves that we are, it fights against us. Even though you may have the most money in your whole family or your community, if you got it outside your value system, you're not happy. If you get the promotion or the raise, but you're outside your value system, you know, your spirit's going like, so you still haven't got the number one thing in your life. And understand, by sitting down and making this plan, you can have a year, even though there's shaking, even though there's shifting, you can stick to your plan, because make it plain and clear now in the light, because when darkness comes, refuse to question what God make and refuse to question in darkness what God made clear to you in the light. Now's the time to put it down, when you can think clearly, pray clearly, read God's word clearly, because the time is coming where you're not going to be able to think as clear, because things are starting to shake and things are happening. And just hang on to that vision, because a vision speaks. It's plain. Write it plain and directly, you know, what's going to take place by faith and an alliance with God and allegiance to Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.